as its official name is, just as Pentecost is the birthday of the church, the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples, so we pray that the Holy Spirit gets poured out on our confirmands as well. And this year we have one confirmand, Hayden Hennessy, and she's sitting up here on the front row with her family. And Hayden, I'm going to get you to stand up. You didn't know about this part. And turn around so they can see you. But the congregation also likes to give you a gift at this time, and so we have your very own hymnal with your name on it. Whoa, look at there. So we offer you congratulations, and you'll see them again in a little while. Okay. I do want to remind you that preschool graduation is this coming Friday at 10 a.m. Now, every year I remind you of preschool graduation, and you know how many of y'all come? Almost nobody. But I'm just going to tell you, it's about 30 minutes worth of nothing but smiles. It is the coolest thing to come. I sit back there in the back and just grin the whole time. So 10 o'clock Friday, if you got nothing to do, come by and join us for preschool graduation. It'll be worth your while. Okay, I understand we have another announcement going to happen. Maybe we don't have another announcement going to happen.
Buddy, what are you doing wandering around and not in the choir?
I'm in character. I'm Sister Amnesia.
Oh, that's right. You see, she lost her memory because the crucifix hit her on her head. Anyway, we want to make sure everybody comes to see Nonsense, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we want to make sure that everybody tells everybody they know to tell everybody that they to come see Nonsense. Who's in it?
You are in. And so are all of our other people. Raise your hands. We are our very own July 25 prayers. We're going to be performing Nonsense, the mega version, in
2 weeks.
Saturday, June 2nd at 7 o'clock, and then again Sunday afternoon at 3 for a matinee. I know you want to tell them about the contributions, right?
After that, I'm scared to do this, but Sarah.
I remember my name and why I'm here. Join us this evening for Fresh Expressions at 5:30. This will be our last one for the break for the summer. It is so much fun to have Fresh Expressions on Pentecost, so we hope that you will join us. I will be doing a reflection if you need any more.
Reason to come.
Any more reason to come. And then next Sunday we have our Memorial Day cookout. We have barbecue that'll be here. It's already been ordered and ready to pick up. Not today, but that would be a week of barbecue. We'll pick it up on Sunday. But we hope you'll join us for barbecue, a cookout, and a movie out back. Or until it's all free. Or games if it's storms and power goes out like last year. It'll be
Let's prepare for our worship. rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. And cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace,
draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward? Good morning, everybody. Have you seen this cool tape on the floor? We're clearly going to play hopscotch today, right? No, we're not going to play hopscotch. But I'm going to stand up and show you something I think is pretty cool. Okay, watch this. All right, so I'm in this box, right? And I know that God loves me. I have heard the news about God, and I think people just like me ought to hear that news. Isn't that cool? And we're all in this box. Okay, but do you think there's some other people that ought to know that God loves them too? Oh, like maybe, what if people in China? Do you think we ought to tell them? Sure, okay. So I'm going to pull that piece of tape up and make my box bigger. Cool. Isn't that cool? And then, but wait a minute, there's still people outside the box. Do you think we should tell them? Like, who would that be? Europe. Everybody in Europe needs to know that Jesus loves them. Yeah. So, Karai, you're going to help me get that tape up? That's good. Because Pastor Gary's an old guy and can't bend down real good. There you go. Excellent. Thank you. All right. Now we got a big box. Yeah. But there's still
India.
People in India need to know that God loves them. Yeah, absolutely. Great. Perfect. Thank you. Now we're in a really big box. Yes. But what about out there? How about all these people right here? Yeah. And people all over the world? God loves everybody everywhere? Wow! That would be so cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be cool. Okay, go ahead and get that. All right, excellent. Look, the box is open because God's love goes out everywhere. And today is Pentecost Sunday. And we're talking about that because on the day of Pentecost, God sent His Holy Spirit down and gave the disciples the ability to speak in other languages so that everybody, no matter who they were, could hear about God's love for them. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Yeah. So, I want you to know that I thought about when this children's sermon was over, pulling up all this tape, but I have decided I'm going to leave it there for the rest of today so that as the congregation comes up for communion, they get reminded that God loves everybody too. Okay? So that's what I want you to remember today. We are to tell everybody about God's love. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank You for loving us, and we pray that You would send Your Holy Spirit to us so that we may tell everyone of Your love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, still with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
A reading from Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I do. And I ask God to help and guide me. Traveling west by covered wagon, a group got caught in a blizzard in the mountains. One man told his best friend, "I ain't gonna make it, Joe." "Sure you are, Al," his friend replied. "No, Joe, I ain't. So I want you to promise me something." "Anything, Al." "Promise me that when you and little Joe get there, you'll name a town after me." "Sure, Al." At this, Al turned to little Joe and said, "Little Joe, will you remind your pa to name a town after me?" And little Joe said, "I promise, Mr. Bukirky." Can't believe I told that one. But it's important to keep our promises. I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Now here's another story. Miss Jones, an elderly spinster, lived in a small Midwestern community. She had the distinction of being the oldest resident of the town, and when she finally died, the editor of the local newspaper wanted to print a little caption commemorating Mrs. Jones. However, the more he thought about it, the more he became aware that while Miss Jones had never done anything terribly wrong, she'd never been arrested or done anything to hurt her reputation, she had also never done anything particularly noteworthy either. He was thinking about this when he went to the corner diner for a cup of coffee, and while there he ran into the owner of the local tombstone company. It wasn't long before they discovered that they had the same problem. He, too, wanted to put something besides her birth and death dates on her headstone, but couldn't think of anything of significance she had ever done. Well, on his way back to the office, the newspaper editor decided to give the assignment to the first reporter he saw to write something appropriate for both the newspaper and the headstone. When he got there, the only person around was the sports editor. I'm told that if you stop in the cemetery of that little town, you'll find a tombstone that reads, "Here lie the bones of Nancy Jones. For her, life held no terrors. She lived an old maid. She died an old maid. No hits, no runs, no errors." It just gets worse, doesn't it? It's important to keep our promises. I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. You know, as bad as those two stories are, I think that both have something pretty important to say to us. Today, we celebrate Pentecost. Today, we celebrate God pouring out the Holy Spirit into the lives of His believers and the continuing presence of the Holy Spirit with us. What an important day, and what exciting things to celebrate. But for us, we have even more. For today we have a young lady who will affirm her baptism. She will publicly profess her faith. She will affirm her faith that she agrees with being made a child of God in her baptism. And what's more, now she assumes full responsibility for the promises her parents made on her behalf so many years ago. For Hayden, this is an important day. For this congregation, this is an important day because we're a part of those promises too. It's a day for making promises and for keeping them. Most of all, it's a day for us to say, for all of us to say, "I do, and I ask God to help and guide me." And maybe that's where that first story, the one about Albuquerque, comes in. Because, you know, when promises are made, they are meant to be kept. Let's do this. If you would, get out your hymnals and open them to page 236 in the front. That's 236. And there, right on the top of the page, you'll see the promises that Hayden makes today. And maybe you can remember that time when you made those promises too. Let's take a look at them. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism to live among God's faithful people? You know, when you first look at that, you might think, what's the big deal about where you live? Well, it is a big deal. Those around you influence who you are and what you think. And here the promise is to surround yourself with God's people so you remain God's people. To hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper. An active worship life is important. God's word speaks to our lives and reaches deep into our hearts. Holy Communion unites us with Christ, brings forgiveness and salvation, and nourishes our souls. Confirmation isn't a graduation from worship. It's the beginning of a lifelong walk with God. To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. And I think a very important word here is proclaim. The promise isn't to speak or to tell or to say. The promise is to proclaim. And that has a boldness and a courageousness to it. In all we do, in all we say, we proclaim the wonderful, exciting news of God's love. To serve all people, following the example of Jesus. Serving is at the heart of our faith. We put others and their needs before our own. And as we go about living our Christian life, serving is what we are called to do. And to strive for justice and peace in all the world. And here we acknowledge that we are all one family in God's love. And as we work for the good and betterment of one, we work for the good and betterment of all. Now, I'll admit that these promises are a bit more involved than remembering to name a town after some guy named Albuquerque. But the truth is the same. When promises are made, they're meant to be kept. And I think that's where Miss Jones comes back in. Because you see, these promises are all about swinging for the fences, not sitting in the dugout. Far too many of us make these promises and then we do our best to disappear from view, never doing anything that really violates our faith too much, but never really stepping up to bat either. No hits, no runs, no errors describes us sometimes far too well. But these promises challenge us, dare us to an active faith. These promises call us to wage our faith in every circumstance and in every moment of our lives. And that's what Hayden is promising to do. That's what you promised to do. And no matter what, we're going to need God's help to do it. And the good news is, He will. I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. It's Pentecost, and we have much to celebrate. It's Pentecost, and we have much also to promise. Today, God's Spirit is given to us. Today, may we all say, I do. Amen. Be seated. Hayden Page Hennessy has been instructed in the Christian faith and desires to make public affirmation of her baptism. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for this sister whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called her to yourself, enlightened her with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished her in the community of faith. Uphold your servant in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce
them. Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, you promise to support Hayden and pray for her in her life in Christ.
We do. We ask God to help and guide us.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Hayden Page the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Let us rejoice with this sister in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. Hayden, congratulations. Let me shake your hands. All right, congratulations. We're all very proud of you. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Heavenly Father, as we hear again today the story of those disciples receiving the Holy Spirit, we ask that you might send your Spirit also to us. Ignite our faith, sear our hearts, and singe our lives with your fire. Fill us with zeal for you. Take possession of us and set our faith aflame. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, Lord, that through your word you have continued your church through the ages and preserved the fellowship of the faithful. We ask now that your church might become more and more meaningful to us and to our community. Bless all those who affirm their baptisms today and inspire us all to live a meaningful life full of courage and commitment to you. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, you know our needs better than we ourselves know them. And once again this week, our schools have been sites of violence. Our world is broken, and we need you, O God. Be with the sick and all those in any difficulty. Bless all in need, loving Savior, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Lord, you gave the gift of languages to the disciples so that your message could be proclaimed to all. May the power of your love unite us all over our world. Lead us to look beyond ourselves and our self-interest and to know that we are brothers and sisters together under you. Touch our lives and touch our world with your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let's pray. Merciful God, be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And fire of love, with a mighty wind you brought creation into being, and by a pillar of fire you led your people into freedom. We praise you for the gift of your Son, who poured out your Spirit on his disciples of every race and nation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and the sending of the Holy and life-giving Spirit, we await his coming again to renew the face of the earth. Send now your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this meal. Anoint us with your gifts of faith, hope, and love, that with thankful hearts we may be witnesses to your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.